Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 16th of March, and I am recording at 9:06 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time here in London. And the day started off quietly, a little bit mixed, but then picked up strength. And I'll just give you a quick run through, starting with the Asia-Pacific region. First, the Japanese market was weaker, down really on average a little over 4/5 of a percentage point. China, quietly mixed, the Shanghai Composite Index showing a small rally, 1/5 of a percentage point. And elsewhere, some steady-ish action. Not a bad day for Taiwan, up over 1%. That was about the best of the rest, but we had a few more modest gains than declines in the other Asia-Pacific markets. Looking at the European sector, well, they reversed some earlier weakness, some of them. For instance, Germany was soft in the pre-market and shortly after the opening, but managed to close 0.5 percentage point higher. That was one of the best gains. The FTSE 100 index, though, did slightly better, and helped by some of the gains that we saw in resources. Elsewhere in the European markets, we mostly had moderate losses overall. The Euro Stoxx 50 index was slightly lower. Wall Street was interesting, and the move really pivoted on the Janet Yellen comments that occurred. Now, needless to say, we did not get an interest rate hike, and although that the Fed had said back in December that there would be 4 interest rate hikes of 0.25 point each in 2016. I think few people actually believe that. I said I couldn't believe it myself at the time when I actually heard that, largely because that would put the dollar through the roof. And the mere fact that the Fed mentioned those 4 rate hikes back in December, that suggests to me that they were either wanting to provide some good advance notice for the markets and for businesses, but it was kind of a naive move, in my opinion. And as I say, it pushed the dollar up higher, and that necessitated some intervention to prevent it from breaking out to the upside above that dollar index level of 100. Okay, so today, saying no interest rate hike and that there were signs of weakness generally, and that they wouldn't raise rates basically until they clearly felt they could. The U.S. was, or the Fed was not pessimistic about the U.S. economy, but it said that inflation was surprisingly low. Well, we can put that down to technology and the general deflationary pressures that we see, a lot of which come from technology. I think that also the slower overall growth that we're actually seeing, that's another factor here. So the market liked that news. It doesn't have to fear a U.S. rate hike anytime soon, and I think that led to a little bit more short covering. We ended with the Dow up just under 0.5 percentage point, the S&P just over 0.5 percentage point, and the NASDAQ composite up 0.75 percentage point overall. The move, some people were saying that they were surprised that the move wasn't bigger to the upside by the U.S. market. But when you think about it, I think very few people were expecting a rate hike. I certainly wasn't. I doubt you were. And also, we have the short-term overbought condition in the U.S. market, which has really done very well here overall, but overhead resistance suggests that additional gains will be harder to hold on to, or the current gains will be subject to some reaction and consolidation before long. But, as I say, a steady day overall, and that firmed up Canada and Mexico and Brazil. On the screen, the Mexican and Brazil markets up over 1% each. Elsewhere, looking at the U.S. 10-year treasuries, we had a small downside key day reversal. I don't regard that as being significant, but the 10-year bond yield got up to 1.966 and then came down following the Fed's comments and was trading just a moment ago at 1.908%. The VIX index came down quite sharply and is trading just below the 15 level for at 14.99. So investors are a little more relaxed. And some of the more exciting action, though, actually occurred in the commodity markets. But let me go on to currencies first, though. The Fed comment knocked the dollar back, and the dollar index is currently at 95.67. And that is down almost a full point. And we've seen some modest gains here overall. The Indian rupee was a little higher. The Chinese renminbi was not weaker on this. It's had three small moves to the upside. If we take last Thursday and Friday, and I beg your pardon, Friday and no, I'm losing track of the weekdays. This week we've seen three small rises to the upside by the Chinese renminbi. What else happened here? The Australian dollar firm on those steady commodities, and it's currently at 0.7560, so higher here on the day overall. And it actually looks a little bit basey against the U.S. dollar. And that will improve interest, I think, in Australia, or there is already improving interest in Australia as commodities come off their, or have been coming off their lows in January and mid-February. Now, again on these currencies, the euro is at 1.1221. So that's quietly steady. And sterling also at 1.4253. The Japanese yen may be a little bit too low for the Japanese stock market tomorrow, although it may also benefit a little bit from the U.S. dollar. But the yen is at 112.67 against the greenback. Now, precious metals. This was interesting. They certainly got a boost when the dollar came off, and following the Fed's comments that rates were not going to go up in June and might not go up before the end of the year. And palladium is almost $12 higher at $582, and the silver market currently up 37.5 cents to $15.63, and we have the platinum market up 19. That's up to 979, and we have gold bullion quite steady here, up over $30 to $1,263. So very steady there. And we also had industrial metals higher in here today. And I can give you the U.S. copper price, which is $225.4 at at 225.4 cents. That's up over 2 cents on the day. And again, the agricultural commodities, they also benefited. But before them, I should mention crude oil, which did extremely well. The Brent crude is at $1.52, and that's back above 40 to 4026. And the WTI crude is up $2.26 as I speak. That's up to 38.60. That's a small upward dynamic within the trading range because crude oil prices had been easing. And really, this has sort of firmed up this recovering uptrend. Looks like we could see a little bit more to the upside overall. And agricultural commodities mostly higher in here as well, although I note that wheat is weaker here today by 6.5 cents. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.